Okay, right, so today's daf is daf lamed. We're starting at the top of the Yomid, brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha Achim, three brothers. Shnai Nihan Nisuin Shtei Achois. Two of them were married to two sisters. The Echad Nosi Nochris. And the other one was married to a strange lady. We don't mean Chas V'Shalom Agoita. We mean a strange lady that was not related to the other two sisters. Meis Echim Bali Achois. One of the two Bali Achois passed away and left over his wife. V'konas Nasi Nochris es Ishtoi. And the Nasi Nochris, meaning the third brother who was previously only married to the Nochris, now married that Achois, the one that had become an Almana, so he was Miyabim her. Nothing wrong with that, that's certainly fine. The other brother could not have been Miyabim her, because the other brother was married to the other sister. But the third brother, that was not married to any of the sisters, was married to this Nochris, so he was now Miyabim, that second sister. So that's all pretty straightforward. Umeis, and unfortunately after he married that second sister, Nebuchadnezzar Litzlan, he passed away. So now who falls to Yim at this time? That first sister, who had already, now she's falling now for the second time, together with the Nochris, since both of them were his wives at the time that he passed away. The Nochris is the Tzara of the Achois. This Achois falls to the first brother who's married still to the other Achois. Obviously, that first brother, he should go and have a Riches Yomim. He cannot go and be Miyabim, the second Achois. That would be Achois Ishtoi. So not only is Achois Ishtoi potter from the din of Yivam, but also the Tzara. And that's what the Mishnah says, Rishon Yoytz Misham Achois Isha, which is what we learned in the first Mishnah Daf Beis. Ushniya Misham Tzaras, and the Tzara also goes. None of that is novel. The reason why the Mishnah repeats all of this is because of the second halacha. What happens if instead of the konas nosi nachris, going back to the third line, one of the bali achoyis passed away, and instead of nosi nachris marrying her, doing yibam, osaba maimer. He only did maimer, which is the equivalent of kesef kedusha. Umes, and then after that he passed away. So what happens now? Obviously the Achois Isha is still the Achois Isha, nothing has changed vis-a-vis her. So of course she goes out without having to do any Yibam Chalitza because she happens to be an Arab. The question is, what's the status of the Nochris? Is she considered to be a Tzara? Is she not considered to be a Tzara? So Min HaToyra, she's not considered to be a Tzara because
according to Mishalo anyway.
Everything is Beisil. Beishami is history for purposes of time. According to Beisil, what's the din? The Maimer is not effective Min HaTorah. It's only a Kedushin Drabanan. And therefore, this Nochris is only a Tzara Midrabanan. So, Min HaTorah, however, she's a full-fledged Zika. So that the remaining brother should be Miyabim her. However, he cannot be Miyabim her because Midrabanan, she's a Tzara of the Balas Maimer. And that first brother cannot go and be Miyabim, the Balas Maimer, because after all, that's his sister-in-law. There are two sisters of him. So therefore, it's a Tzara Midrabanan. Tzara Midrabanan is Chayletzes V'loi Misyabem. So that sounds pretty straightforward. You can't do Yibam, but you can't go free without anything, because Min HaTorah, she falls the Yibam, so therefore, Chayletzes V'loi Misyabem. So now the Gemara is Medayik. Tamad Yavim B'maimer. It's only because the brother that was the Nosi Nochris went and did Maimer. What happens if he wouldn't have done anything? What would be the din? So now let's start over again. We have the three brothers. Two of them are married to two Achoyas. One is married to a Nosi, one is married to a Nochris. One of them now, Jeff, we are just finished the Mishnah at the top of Lamed, and we just started the Gemara. So in the Mishnah we learned that there were three brothers. What happened to three brothers? Two of them were married to Achoyis. One of them was married to Nochris. One of the Bali Achoyis, one of the Balin, one of the brothers passed away. And now she falls the Yimim to the other two brothers. Obviously, the one that is married to the other Achoyis is not able to go be Miyabim her. And who is able to be Miyabim her? The Nosi Nochris is able to Miyabim her. The Gemara is now giving an example. What happens if the Nosi Nochris did not go and marry her, but rather waited and waited. And ultimately, he himself, Nebuch, passed away. So we have now a situation where the Nachris is looking for salvation, for someone to go and be Miyabu Procholitzer, and that first Achois, that nothing ever happened with her. Now that first Achois obviously goes out, because the only remaining brother on the scene is the one that's married to that's married to the second sister. Obviously he cannot be Miyabim that sister, so that's a Choisisha, nothing to talk about. However, can that remaining brother, surviving brother, can he go and be Miyabim now the Nachris? Is he able to go Miyabim the Nachris? What's the Shaila? So the Choyla, until now the Nachris was on her own, and of course if the husband of the Nachris passes away, what's the problem? You should be able to Miyabim. However, since that Nochris was a tzara of the other Achois, Bezika, besides Bezika, that there were three brothers altogether. The one of the two brothers that was married to the two sisters passed away. Fine. So who's left over? The remaining brother that married the other sister. He obviously is disqualified. He's not competent to go and do Yibam because he's married to the other sister. The Nosi Nochris, however, is able to go and Miyabim, but he didn't. Maybe he was going to. Maybe he was not well. Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, he was not Miyabim. However, there was a Zika to him, a strong bond, because of the fact that there's no bond of Zika between that second Achois to the brother that's married to the other Achois, because it's impossible to do Yim B'chalitza. There's no Zika whatsoever. So there's only Zika now to the Baal HaNochris. And the Nosi Nochris could have, would have, should have, but didn't go and do Gibum or Chalitza. So therefore, when he passed away, we have now his wife, that's the Nochris, is a tzara through Zika of that Achois Isha. What's the din? Since our Mishnah only mentioned the case of the Maimar, smash, if there was no Maimar, then the remaining surviving brother could be Miyabim that Nochris, because the Mishnah does not deem her to be a Tzara Bezika. And therefore, I'm Rav Nachman. So he says, we see from our Mishnah that the town of our Mishnah holds Ein Zika, Vafila Bechad Acha, that there is no din of Zika that would cause the Nochris to become a Tzara, even though there's only one brother on the scene. Well, physically there are two brothers on the scene, but Rashi says, but one of the two brothers is totally disqualified by the fact that he is married to the other sister. So there's only one brother that is capable halachically to go and make Yibam or Chalitza. There was a Zika. That Zika doesn't count, even though there was only one brother for our purposes. That's the first Mishnah. Now the second Mishnah is very similar, and we'll see, however, what the differences are. We start again. Shlomi she'achim shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achois. Two are married to two sisters. Liachim nasi nochris, one is married to a nochris. Now, instead of Mace, one of the Bali Achoyis, now it's Mace Hanosui Nochris. Okay, what happens now? The Konas Echem Bali Achoyis is Ishtar, so one of the two surviving brothers went and is Miyabim that Nochris. So now he has two wives, the Nochris, together with the other Achoyis, one of the two Achoyis. Who makes? And now he passes away. So these two young ladies fall now for the third surviving brother, who's married to one of the two Achoyis. So again, the first part of the Mishnah is very simple. Obviously, the surviving brother cannot go be Miyabim the other sister. It's a Chais Ishtar. It's a Chan Erva. Ushnia Mishum Sarasa. He also cannot be Miyabim the second lady, that's the Nachris, because she's a Tzara. How is she a Tzara? Because after all, the second brother went and was Miyabim her, right? And Nasi Nachris died. Now the other brother was Miyabim her. So now, just like the third remaining brother cannot be Miyabim one of the two Achoyis, he can also not be Miyabim the Nosi Nochris, because she is the Tzora of the Achoyis Ishtoi. And that's the first Mishnah of the Masechta, same Allah as the previous Mishnah. Finally, the Mishnah says, what happens if Osam B'Maimer, if one of the two Bali Achoyis, when the Nosi Nochris passed away, instead of being Miyabim the Nochris, he only gave Maimer to the Nochris, and now what happens? Umeis, and now that brother passed away, and now we have once again the Balas, the one Achois, together with the Nochris, falling the Yibam for the third surviving brother. So the facts are virtually the same as the previous Mishnah. So once again, the Mishnah says, I can't do anything vis-a-vis the tzara, because he cannot be miyam the tzara, because he cannot be miyam the nochris, because she is a tzara of the other achois. And just like the other achois, you cannot be miyavim because of an erva. So this nochris is a tzara of that achois. But again, it's only a drabonon dikya tzara, because min ha-toira, the mamer was not chal, the mamer is nothing. So therefore it's only a tzara midrabanan. So miyavim, he cannot be miyavim her because a tzara midrabanan. But he can't just let her go out for free because it's only drabanan. So therefore chaletz is for loyim misyamemes. So the two halachas of the two mishnayos seem to be identical. Now the Gemara in fact asks, hasulamali, hainu hach, isn't the halacha in this case the same as the previous case? Why do I have to have two mishnayos to say the same halacha? But it's not only that it's the same halacha. The Gemara goes and asks now, "Metakal b'choyim, hashdu ma'hosam." In the first Mishnah, "Da'chois isha havyetzara lenochris amris nochris asura hocha the nochris havyetzara la'chois isha le'kol shkein." Now, exactly what is the fact pattern that the Gemara is saying? So let's just take a quick look again at the first Mishnah. Who passed away in the first Mishnah? One of the bali achoyis passed away. What happened to that balis achoyis? Meis echon mi bali achoyis. One of the bali achoyis passed away. The konas nosi nokres is ishtoi. Now, at the end of the Mishnah, we're not talking about konas anymore. We're talking about minor. So the nosi nokres went and married one of the achoyis through minor. Therefore, the nokres herself was the principal wife, because that was the wife that he married originally. That was 100% fully baked and Eirusin and Nisuin. It's 100% wife. And the new wife that came on the scene was only as a second class wife. It was a Maimer wife. And who was that Maimer wife? That Maimer wife was the Achois. So that Achois undermined the Nochris' pristine first class Kedushin. How? By saying, even though you happen to be married to the other brother. And normally you would go in full Yibam, because you happen to be a Bama. But because this new lady comes on the scene, who's only a half a wife, it's a second class, with a Maimer, without a Zika, talking about with a Maimer, what's the din? It undermines her Kiddushin that she had with that other third brother, and we're not going to allow to make a Yibam, it's going to be Chaletzes for Leib Misyabas. Now what was the case in the second Mishnah? Second case in the Mishnah was that the Nasi Nochris passed away. And she, now that Nochris, she was the one that got now the Maimer through the second brother that was one of the Bali Achois. So therefore the principal wife in that case was the Achois, one of the two Achois. The one that was the second class wife, that was the Nochris that came in through Maimer. Ah, so in the first Mishnah we're saying that the strength of the Balis Maimer against the Nosi Nochris, against the Nochris. Nochris was the principal wife. The new one that came on the scene, that Achois, who was a Balas Maimer, that undermined the 100% Kiddushin, Nisuin, and Yibum status of the Nochris. Madachin says, so getting back to Gemara, Umachosim in the first case, Tachois Isha, Havyetzor the Nochris, she was the Tzorah that came into the Nochris, where the Nochris was the one, the first class wife, and now the Achois Isha is the second class wife because she only had Maimet. Amris Nochris Asura, but that's enough to undermine the strength of this Nochris that until now would have fallen the Yibam. And we're saying, no, she's a Tzara Midravan. Hoch, in the second case, the Nochris have Yitzara Lochois Isha, where the Nochris's status is more tenuous because she is the new lady on the block with the Maimer. She's only a second class lady. Avad, in such a case, like, I can certainly understand why she should not be able to have the benefit of a yibam, but only the benefit of a chalitza. And that being the case, says the Gemara, I don't understand why I need the second Mishnah. Once I know in the first Mishnah where the nochus' status was iron solid, iron rock solid. How was it rock solid? Because of the fact that she was the principal wife, a first class wife. Nevertheless, this new interloper known as the Balas Maimer undermines her and says, no Yibam, only Chalitza. In the second Mishnah, where the Nochris herself is only a Balas Maimer, and therefore her whole status in this whole equation is only Durabana and not Diaraisa, the Chambada we should go and say about her that she's only Choletzis, Voloy Nesia Bemes, why do I need this repeat performance in this Mishnah? If anything, once I know the first Mishnah, the Chazircha, the second Mishnah. Says the Gemara, you have a very good point. Tana hach tana bereisha. In fact, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was being misabed the Mishnayos, he felt only in the second Mishnah do I say that the Balas Maimer, who happens to be the Nochris, is her situation undermined by the Tzarami, by her Achois Isha. Only in that case, Chaletz only see that. That's the first case, the one on top, v'hach chazel ha-teira. Originally, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, when he was Masada the Mishnayis, he taka felt that in the first Mishnah, one could be miyabin the Nochris. Why could you mam the Nochris? Because the Nochris was a full-fledged wife, and now this Achois that came in, she's only a second-class wife, she only had Maimer. In fact, and she cannot go and undermine the status of the Nochris, and therefore the Nochris could be miyabim after all. And therefore, that's what he held Leteira B'Sharia. Beholder, but later on when he went through the Mishnayos again and the whole Masechta again in the next Machzor of the Dav, but the Chazi Yisur, he said, you know what, there too we should go and Aser, even in the case where the Nochris is the Rock of Gibraltar, where she had the proper Kiddushin, even there I think because of the Balas Maimer we're going to undermine her status and Chaletz L'Misibemes. Ah, if that's the case, so why do we have that as the first Mishnah? Since this was a change of heart, why didn't he have that as a later Mishnah? Because now he had a chavivis of a brand new chiddush, which he was able to go and share with the Olam Rabbeisai. After thinking through this so many times, I believe we should reverse, and the halacha should be that even in that case, because that chavivis, he put it as the earlier Mishnah. Now you're going to tell me, what do I need the second Mishnah for? Mishnah is on Zuman Koyim. Since he had already been Misad of the Mishnayos in the earlier Machzor, we just left it and we added now the additional Mishnah ahead of it because that's the one with the Chiddush. And we go on to the next Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah.
This is what was the hard part? We're looking for
this.
This is the easy part.
Okay.
I
was wondering why this was.
Yeah, because so far it's
all very simple. Good. I'm glad that everybody's copying it so well. Preparing it took me a little bit longer than explaining it now. Yes, sir.
No, it might be easier, at least for me, if you use Reuven Shimon Levi and Rachel Leah and Shmunsa.
I've tried that, and every time I do that, then I start mixing it up with
use the labels, whatever.
Good, thank you. Go to Mishnah Baita. Shloisha Achim Shnayim Hen Nesun Shtei Achoyes. Three brothers were married to two sisters. The Achim Nosi Nochos. That sounds pretty familiar, no? And Meis Achim Bali Achoyes. One of the Bali Achoyes passed away. So far, this is identical to the first Mishnah at the top of the Amud. The Konas Nosi Nochos Es Ishtoi. And the Nosi Nochos went and married one of those two Achoyes. So now he is married to two women. His own Nochris as well as one of the two sisters, because Nosi Nochris es Ishtoi, who Meisa Ishtoi Sholsheni. Oh, now we're getting into the interesting part. Not that another brother passed away, but the wife passed away. In other words, one of the two Achoyes. V'yachach Meis Nosi Nochris, and now the Nosi Nochris passed away. Harizu Asura Olav Eilamis Halvenesa Olav Shol Achas. What does all of this mean? So let's go back again. We have three brothers. Two brothers are married to two sisters. One of them is married Nosi Nochris. One of the Bala Choyis passes away. Okay, passed away. The Konas Nosi Nochris is Ishtar. And now the Nosi Nochris went and married his wife with a Knisa, a full-fledged Yibam, no Shaitas. So now the Nosi Nochris is now married to two ladies. Now before the Nosi Nochris married that Bala Choyis, that other Achoyis, was the other brother who was married to the other sister able to be miyabim that sister?
Of course not.
That was a chois ishtar. So therefore, there was no zika at the time, and he was at that time totally prohibited from going and marrying. So since Barry suggested we give names to all of these people, let's try it and see if it works. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were married to the two sisters. Levi was married to the Nochris. Now, one of the Bali Achoyes, let's talk about Reuven passing away. Mrs. Reuven now falls the Yibam to Shimon and to Levi. Shimon says, don't come to my doorstep. I have no way I can possibly be out of because I'm married to the sister. So therefore, she goes over to Levi. And Levi now has two wives. He's Miabimer. And now he's married to the former Mrs. Reuven. And he's married also to the Nachris, his own wife. God has Nasi Nasir is Ishtar. And then what happened now? Umeisa Ishtoi Shosheini. And now the wife of the second one. Who's the second
Mrs.
one?
Shimon, Mrs. Shimon.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Shimon passes away, because remember, Reuven passed away. Shimon was left. Now Shimon's wife passed away, so now Shimon is a bocher, or a ponui, if you will.
Alman.
And now, what happens at this time? This time, there's no Yibam halacha, because it's the wife that passed away, not the husband. So now, he is left without a wife, and Levi is left with two wives. And guess what happens? And now the Nasi Nachris passed away, leaving over the Nachris together with the other sister. Would the would Shimon now be able to go and yaben that second sister? L'choira, I would say yes. Why not? There's no Achois Ishtoi, and we know it's B'chayeha. And therefore, since he's not married to anyone now, there's one like, no, let him go marry with him. Be miyabim. What's the problem? Mishnah's Machadish, no. Harizu Asura Olav Oilamis. You cannot go and marry her forever. Hoyul Benesra Olav Shoacha. Since at the time of the first Nefila. When was the first Nefila? When Reuven passed away. And that Mrs. Reuven was available at that time. We came to Shimon and said, Shimon, Aloy Mitzad Aleph. There's no way I can be Miyam. That happened. I have my Mrs. Shimon. I can't marry Mrs. Reuven. Impossible. See, even though at this time Mrs. Shimon is no longer, since there was a Nefila Rishoina, where at that time Shimon was precluded from being Miyabim, the Ashes Reuven, even though now there is no preclusion Minatoira because of the fact that his own wife passed away, Shimon's wife passed away. But this is the halacha, that by every time you have a case of Yibam, has a Surah Olav. And in fact,
she was like a Ashes Ach at a certain point.
She was an Ishtar, but the Yibum didn't come in, so at this point she lost that heter of Yibum. Exactly.
And so what attached to her back was the
Ashes Ach Sheyesh Labonim Isur that will never ever be able to go and be Miyabim.
Right. And then even though it's Paka that later because her sister died, Isur stays around.
So what you've just heard so beautifully in beautifully articulated with such erudition by Brother Shai, with a couple of comments of Brother Barry, you'll see in the Gemara it says, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Yevoma She'ein Ani Koyre Bo B'Shas Lefila. Anytime you have a Voma, where at the time that she falls initially, the Yovim cannot be Mekayim the Yevoma Yovi Aleha, like in our case, of course, Achois Ishtoi, Harikeshes Ach She'esh Labanim. That's what you were saying the whole time. Sakeneshes Ach Vasuran remains Aser forever. Okay, so Rav Yehuda Marav is saying a halacha, which l'chayre is just repeating what we just had in the Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah we just said now, the reason why Shimon cannot go be miyabim, the Ashes Levi, who was originally the Ashes Reuven, is because by the first Nefila, it was Nasser Olav Shoachas, and therefore also the others. The Rav Yehuda Marav, grace you Shukoyach, and you said it so beautifully, just like Brother Shai, the Havdi of Dolus, but anyway, we couldn't make Chaim Chaim, Micah Mashal Tanina, just according to the Mishnah. Harizu Osura Olav Alamas Hoyu Vanessa Olav Shoachas. So what's the Chiddush of here? Says Yimar Madasim, I would think, Hani Mili Hechel, Dole Yechazia Lo Benefila Rishoina. If I only had our Mishnah, I would say our Mishnah is talking about a case, which it is talking about, that at the time of the first Nefila, there was no heter whatsoever. What means there was no heter whatsoever? That after Reuven passed away, and now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and to Levi, Shimon never ever has any iota of a heter to go and marry at this time the Ashes Reuven, because of the fact that he's married to his own wife, the Mrs. Shimon. And Mrs. Shimon, as we know, and the Mrs. Reuven are sisters, so there was no heter at the time of the Nefila Rishayna. Ah, well, heichel ichazila b'nefila rishayna, but in the case where you do have ichazila, eimatishtri, efshir yah. Now, where is that case of maybe that there is some sort of heter benefil rishayim. So our Gemara doesn't go into it, but Baruch Hashem, we have our Rashi. We go back to the Rashi shortly after the Mishnah in the middle of the Amid. It says benefil rishayim kol zman benefil rishayim. When Reuven passed away, and now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, in that entire period of time, Baruch Hashem, he had his wife, Mrs. Shimon, she Achoisa, and therefore there was no Hetem and Nefilu Rishayna. And what happened? Levi was Miyabim her, so Nefilu Rishayna ended, if you will, that interval of the potential Yibam or Chalitza that ended when Levi was Miyabim. During that entire time, Shimon never had any Hetem. Aval Heichad is Chazim and Nefilu Rishayna. He going. What would have happened? Shemesa Ishtoi Acher Mises Achiv. What would happen if we change the facts just a little bit? Reuven passed away. Mrs. Reuven falls now both to Shimon and to Levi. Shimon says, I can't be miyabim you because you're my achois ishtar, es techen erva. But before Nasi Nachris, before Levi had a chance to be koinis, Nebuch, the Mrs. Shimon passed away. What could Shimon have done theoretically at the time? He could have said, no, now I can be miyamim. I no longer have that impediment. Guess what happens? In the meantime, Nasi Nachris and Nachris took over, meaning the Levi went and married. So, it's no longer an issue, because she's no longer available for Yibam. But now, 5 years later or whenever, Levi passes away. And now this lady, the former Mrs. Reuven, and the former Mrs. Levi, fall now to Shimon, and Shimon says, now I don't have an impediment, and I didn't have an impediment already during the Zman of the Nefila Rishayna. I could have been Miyabim, in theory, that Yivama, because my wife, Mrs. Shimon, had already passed away. Does up the Gemara. Mal the same, I would think, when do we say in our Mishnah that when she's Osir at one time, anytime, like Rav Yehuda Marav said, Kol Yivam Mishayim Nikoyda Babishas Tefila, at the time when Reuven passed away and Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon, since at that time Shimon was not able to miyabim her, I would say, you know, when it remains Osir forever, that's like in the case of our Mishnah, that at no time could Shimon have been miyabim her during the Nefila Rishayna, because Shimon's wife was Baruch Hashem still alive and kicking, and that's why Levi went and was miyabim her. In such a case, now when Levi passes away, Asur Olav Elam is because she was Nasser Olav Shalachas. But in this new case that we have just now put together, where the Eishes Shimon passed away when Eishes Reuven was still waiting for Yivam, so theoretically Shimon could have been miyabim her at that time. So already at the time of the Nefila Rishayna, Ichazilei, I might have thought that our Mishnah doesn't address that case, and maybe in fact Shimon would be able to go and be miyabim her since he no longer has the achois ishtoi impediment. Even if it's a shol achas, even 1 minute, it was also, it remains also forever. So that's the chiddush of Yehuda Rav, which we would not have learned from our Mishnah. Again, once again, Mao the same. Hanimil, when do we say Nesar Olav Shoachas is us forever? Hanimil, maybe we should be matter after all. Either then or after a lady passes away, we should allow Shimon to go with Yamin. Kamash Walan. Once it's over. You never get a second chance. Once it was Osir at the time of the Filu Shai. Freitimura. Hazay. Hanami Tanina. That case we also learned somewhere else. In other words, this halacha they're telling is the Chiddush of Yehuda Merav that I know from another Mishnah. We didn't learn that Mishnah yet. We're going to learn Yetchim another 2 days. Says in the Mishnah, Shnei Achim Nisuan Shtei Achoyes. Here it's a little bit less complicated. You only have two brothers married to two sisters. Meis Echem Mehem. One of the two brothers passed away. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven passed away. Mrs. Reuven now is available to Shimon. Shimon can't possibly marry her because Shimon is married to the other sister, right? We only have two brothers and two sisters over here. Reuven passed away. Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon. Shimon's married to Mrs. Shimon, the sister of Mrs. Reuven. He cannot possibly marry. So what happens at this time? Okay, she's free to remarry. She, in other words, Muteris Lashuk, Now, before she had a chance to go marry anybody else, Vashok, guess what happens? Nebuchadnezzar, Mrs. Shimon passes away. So now I have Shimon available, and I have Mrs. Reuven available. So what's the din? Can now Shimon be Miyabim, the former Mrs. Reuven? He no longer has the Achois Ishtoi impediment. So the Mishnah, no. Harry's Rosh Hashanah is Halvanessa Olav Shoachas. So now, isn't that the identical case of Rabbi Yehuda Amarab? That even though Bishas the Nefila itself, this is still the Nefila from Reuven, where Shimon was not initially able to be Miyabim because of Mrs. Shimon. But after Mrs. Shimon passed away, now Shimon is ready, willing, and able. I would love to go and marry my former sister-in-law. Delighted. So isn't this the same halacha as of Yehuda Merav? What's of Yehuda Merav's chidush? After my mouth is saying, Mahosam hu de'itchilo mihai beisa legamri. In that Mishnah, she is nitcha totally. What means nitcha totally? Remember, in that Mishnah, there are only two brothers. So after the first brother, Reuven, passes away, when this she's mutl shuk immediately, and there are no other yibam options. Right. No other competition, no competing brothers. In such a case, no. The first minute that she becomes osur to Shimon, you can no longer remedy that. That is now irretrievable, irremediable, irreparable, whatever you want, any fancy schmancy words. Bottom line is osur eilamis. Avamach, in our case, what was the case over here that we said was the chiddush of Yehuda Merav when Reuven passed away, left over his wife for Shimon and for Levi? Initially, Shimon wasn't able to be Yab because Shimon is married to the Eshes Shimon, who is the sister of the Eshes Reuven. But before Levi did anything, what happened? She died. And now there are two options. She could theoretically marry Shimon, if the halacha would allow, and she could theoretically marry Levi. And in fact, she does eventually marry Levi, and Levi never passes away later on. But that's a very separate story. But Lamasa, what do I see from this? That she's not nidcha legamri, because there are other options. Yeah. The other option is to marry Levi, and Levi did marry her. So therefore, says Gemara, Maudase Mahasim, in that case of the two brothers and the two sisters, if there are no other options, no other alternatives. Once she becomes free, that's it. No, the Zika Yibam is still hovering over her head in the sense that Levi is able to be Miyabim. And Levi was Miyabim. And you might think, Migud Chazi Lahai Nosi Nochris, since there is another option, that is to go marry Levi, Chazi Nami Lahai. So then her Zika status is not finished, right? In the case of the two, like Brother Shai was saying, as soon as the husband passes away, Shimon can't marry her, that's it. Bezin Paskin's on the spot, done. The Torah Paskin's on the spot, done. No Zika, no Yibam, no nothing, zero. Shimon. Later on, Mrs. Shimon passed away, it's already too late, where this whole parsha is finished. In this case, however, the parsha of Yibam is not finished, because Levi is able to go and marry Mrs. Reuven. In fact, he ultimately does. So I might think that maybe Shimon also has an opening. Maybe it's Chazin Nami Lahai. He should also be able to go miyabim her, even though initially she was awesome, but now she freed up. And maybe he can go and be miyabim. That's why you have to have the halacha of Yehuda Merav as well. But there too, once the first minute she is Shoachas Nesra, she's Asura Elamis. And now we start on to the next Mishnah Rabbi said. Shloish Achim, again three brothers. Those that are joining us now, we're in the bottom of Lamed Amid Aleph, the final Mishnah, on this Amid. Shloish Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nesum Shtei Achoyis, V'Yachad Nosi Nochus. That sounds pretty familiar, no? You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven, Shimon married to two sisters, Levi's married to the Nochus. Girish Echad Mibali Achoyis Es Ishtei. Reuven gave a get to his wife, and therefore he's no longer married to Mrs. Reuven. Umeis Nosi Nochris. And now the Nosi Nochris passes away. Okay. The Konsa Hamigarish, Reuven, who was originally married to one of the two sisters, said, since my third brother Levi, the Nosi Nochris, never passed away, she is now available, there's no ever situation to Nochris, the Konsa Megarish. And now Reuven, who was the Megarish, Asishti, went and was Miyabim the Nochris.
Happy ending, because she got a new wife.
That's until the next word. Umeis and then Nebuchadnezzar also passed away. So now we have Reuven, who was formerly married at one time, a year ago, he was married to one of the Achois. She was out of the picture because of the get. He then married the Nochris, and now he himself never passed away. So what happens at this point? When he passes away, Levi already passed away. Levi was the Nosi Nochris. He already passed away before. The Megarish, that's Reuven, that married, that was Miyabim, that Nochris, he also passed away. So the only one that's left now is Shimon. Shimon is told, do you want to go and be Miyabim this Nochris? And he says to himself, I'm not sure I can, because after all, the original sister was married to my brother Reuven, and this Nochris was married to Reuven, and so therefore maybe she's a tzara of an erva, and I'm not able to go and marry her. I can't be miyabim her. Says the Mishnah, no. Zuisha Amud is what we learned back in the beginning of the Masechta, the Kumisha Mesu, Oy Niskarshu, Oy Mianu, Oy Nimtzu Islandis, Teresein Mutaris, in all those cases, the Torahs are Mutar. Meaning, we take a snapshot at the end result over here. When Reuven, the one that was Mekarish is Ishtay, and the one that was Miyabim the Nochris, when he died, at that point the two were not Tzorais. The only wife that he had at that time was the Nochris. Yes, it's true, 20 years earlier he was married to one of the Balaam. That's history. Now he's only married to Nochris, and therefore Teresei Mutaris, Shimon would be able to Miyabim that time. Now, the Gemara is Medayik. It says the Mishnah, Zui Shamru! Taima Vigirish Viyakach Mes. It's only because first he was Megarish, his original wife, the Mrs. Reuven, one of the two sisters, Mrs. Reuven, Viyakach Mes, and then after that, Levi, the one that was married to Nochris, passed away. And he was Miyabimer. Our Mes Viyakach Kirish, what happens if Mes, meaning what happens if the Nosi Nochris would have passed? Levi would have passed away first. And what happens now? Reuven and Shimon are still married to the two sisters. Levi the Nochris husband passed away. And now we have this Nochris available for Zika, for Yibam, both to Reuven and Shimon. However, neither one was kindness yet. The Achkach Girish. And what happens now? Now Reuven was Megarish as Ishtoi. And now he wants to go and marry, and in fact he does marry the Nochris. He sent away his wife, he married the Nochris. What happens now? Ultimately Reuven passes away, and now Shimon is thinking to himself, maybe I should go and be Miyabim the Ashes Reuven, who is just a Nochris to me. And remember, and Reuven is no longer married to the other sister, so the Choyre it should be Mutter, like we said in the Mishnah, Kul Shemeso and Yizgar should say same Mutaris. So if you more know, in this case it's Asura. Now why would it be awesome?
She was a tzara.
How was she a tzara?
Because she was Reuven was kones her before he gave a get to his first wife. So at one point
there was no kinesa here. And this Gemara is not talking about any yibum. Start again. What's the case over here? We have the three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters. It's Reuven and Shimon, and then we have Levi. What happened in our Mishnah? Said our Mishnah,
Reuven divorces his wife.
Reuven, the first divorce is Mrs. Reuven,
right.
And then Umeis Nosi Nochris.
Levi passes away.
Levi passes away, and now the Nochris falls Liyibim to Reuven
and he comes Shimon. And he marries her. He's Ishtal Lachol.
Yes, please. If you want to go and lead it, then that's great. So if I have to lead it, I have to be able to remember all the facts and figures over here, and I'm getting confused. I'm forgetting whether there's a Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun in the picture, but apparently not. So we only have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So the Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven and Shimon were married to Achoyes, Levi was married to the Nochris. Guess what happened? Reuven was Megarish as Ishtoi, according to our Mishnah. And then what? So now Reuven is without wife. And now Meis Nosi Nochris, the Levi passed away. The Konza Megarish and Reuven now married the Mrs. Levi. Right? So now Reuven, who was married previously to one of the two Achoyes, was for a while a Gorush. He went and now married Mrs. Levi, who was a Nochris. That's all fine. And now Umes, and now he passed away. That's Reuven passed away. We're asking now, Shimon, would you like to go and be Miyabim, that Nochris, the one of your brother Reuven? And the answer is, why not? Because after all, there was no period where the two lived together as tzoreis of Reuven, because by the time Reuven married the Nochris, he had already been Megarish, the Achois Ishtoya, a while before. That being the case, there was never any overlap. They were never tzarois. At one time in history, she was the Mrs. Reuven. But at another time in history, the Nachris was the wife of Reuven. But they never interacted. There was never co-wives. So the Mishnah, mut. So now the Gemara is medayik. That's because he was megarish Mrs. Reuven first, and only after that, Mes Levi. And now the Nachris was available to him. And what it says in the Mishnah, that he was koyis. However, what happens in the case where we reverse the facts? And that is, Reuven is married to his wife, Shimon is married to his wife, two sisters, and Avul Meis. Now, the third brother, Levi, passes away. That's the one that's married to the Nachris. Neither Reuven nor Shimon decide that they want to be Miyabim the Nachris. Why not? Maybe they're trying to work out who should not. I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. But the point is, the Nochris is still in limbo. Nobody has been miyab. Now, we have that famous word that we talk about since the beginning of the Masechta. There is a zika. There is this umbilical cord connection between this Yevama to the two brothers, Reuven or Shimon. Maybe Reuven will be miyab, maybe Shimon will be miyab. Deval, neither of them was miyab. Okay, what happens now? In the middle of all of this hullabaloo, Reuven now is megarish as Ishtai. And now, since he was megarish as Ishtai, so now he is free, l'chayra, to go and marry the Nachris, and if he so desires. Guess what happens? Reuven Nebuch now passes away, and now Shimon is faced with, can I go and be miyabim, the Ashes Reuven? The answer is, he certainly can't be Miyam the Ashes Reuven. She's still alive and kicking, and she never even fell Liyimim. It's Reuven that was Megarisher. Aha. So therefore, that's not a situation. But the question is, can he go and be Miyabim Ashes Levi, that Nachris? Why not? After all, she was not a tzara of the Ashes Reuven. She is. She was only a Zika. And so what is the issue?
Sarah Zukukasa.
So therefore, the Mishnah, the Gemara is telling us is, it's Masha from the Mishnah, because it was Girish V'yachka Mes. That's why the Tzara is Mutter. But it would be Mes V'yachka Girish, even though neither Reuven nor Shimon were Miyabeng the Ashes Levi, but just by the fact that she was out there as a Zika to both of them, including to Reuven, who ultimately was Megarish, his wife. So if you hold Yesh Zika, we are now going to virtually place Ashes Levi into the Shus of Reuven, as if Reuven married her. He didn't, but as if, because it's a Zika, so it's as if Reuven now had two wives, the Zika wife, that was the Nachris, together with his own wife, which was the Achois Isha, but now Reuven was Megarisher, took it, no longer that wife, that Achois, and he never was Koinis the Nachris. The Nachris is still out there, but Reuven passed away. So now the question is, can Shimon go and be Miyabim the Nachris? Says Imura, no. Why not? Because we deem it as if Reuven had married the Nachris, and that the two were co-tzaris together. But he never married her. But there's a Zika. One second. But the Zika is not only to Reuven, the Zika was equally to Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Zay Samaris. Yeh Zika Filo Betrayachi. The concept of Zika is such that even though there were multiple brothers, wherever we have to go and find some sort of chesaron, if you will, that's a Zika. It's as if he married her. So it's as if Reuven had married that Zika, that Nachris, and therefore it's as if he was married simultaneously both to the Nachris and to the Achois Isha, to the other Achois. So even though subsequently he was Megarish the Achois, makes no difference. They were Tzaris. What do you mean he was Tzaris? He never went and married her. You can have Tzaris even without marrying her. You can have her as a Tzara, just as a Tzara Bezika. And Rashi, in fact, uses that expression, a Tzara Bezika. Since we see in our Mishnah that it's Osir, as our Mishnah holds, Yesh Zika Afila Betray. Okay.
But that doesn't make sense in one regard.
Why doesn't it make sense?
If the the widow of Levi, if she's a Tzara to both Reuven, if she's a Zika to both Reuven and Shimon, then she's a Tzara to the two sisters.
Both sisters.
She's a Tzara Bezika to both sisters.
That's correct.
So neither brother should be allowed to be Miyabim her, even though she's a Nachris, because if there's Zika, she's a Zika into two brothers who have an Erva.
Fine, I agree with you. So right. She's not going to be, she will not That's why it says in the Gemara, Asur. Amisha said that a tzara is mutter. This tzara, the chayra, I would have also said is mutter, because by the time we wanted to be miyabim, she was already Girish, one of the two brothers, Reuven, was Mekarish as Ishtar. So then at this time, she's now available. There's no longer a Tzorah B'shas Nefila. So Ibazoi, why does it say that it's Aser? Musach sign that because of the Zika that she had, both to Reuven and to Shimon, she was deemed to be Mrs. Reuven. She was also Mrs. Shimon, but that's not relevant. Right. Since she was deemed to be Mrs. Reuven. So when now Reuven now goes and is Mekarish as Ishtar, and then subsequently Reuven passes away, and Shimon now wants miyabim that nachris. He can't be miyabim the nachris because she was a tzara of the achois ishtoi. I don't understand that tzara achois ishtoi. Reuven never married her. Zika, he did marry her. What do you mean? Reuven married her. Shimon could have married her. Shimon also married her.
Yes.
Maskim. Yezika filu betrayachi. Is that a big chiddush? Yes, it is. But that's what we learned from our Mishnah, because it's only in the case where it was meis. Girish viachkach meis. Then the tzara is mutter. But in this new case that we put together, it was meis viachkach girish. Even though he was never miyabim her, but because of the zika alone, they became tzaris. After that, he was Megarish's Ishtar, Maslutov, and then the person passed away. Nevertheless, since they were at one point tzaris of each other, Bezika, that's enough to go and passel.
Do you have to hold Yesh Zika to hold this? Is this out universally?
You have to hold Yesh Zika. If you hold any Zika, then this doesn't exist. They were never married. So what are you telling me? This is not Abuba Maisa. Let's look at Rashi, Betray Achi. Rashi's parallel to where it says Gemara. So it's Rashi, about 8 lines, 10 lines on the bottom. Chi goy nocha. Dechi meis nosri nochris koidim gedishin shilzeh. When Levi passed away, before Reuven had been Megarish as Ishtoi, hoise zu zukuka mishnei bali achois. She was a zika to Daniel. There's no shiur tonight because there's two special shiurim at the koil tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. You're welcome to come on Inyone Pesach. The Lichtenstein for the Torvidas is going to
be light refreshments.
Light refreshments, yeah. As opposed to dark refreshments. Anyway, to continue, going back to the Rashi again. Keep going, Hocha. The Chimais.
No, sorry. No,
what's the problem? The two speakers tonight at the Koil at 8 o'clock. One is Rosh Koil Reb Don, the other one is Rabbi Lichtenstein, who is a Rosh Hashiva of Tervidas. Everybody's welcome to come from 8 until 9:15. There'll be light refreshments. Betrei Achi, Kigoyin Hocha, Dechimeis Nosi Nochas. When Levi passed away, Koinim Gerishin Shulzeh, before Reuven was Megarish as Ishtoi, Mrs. Reuven. Hoyse Zuzakuka Shnebali Chois. She was a Zika to both. Umahanye Bazika Zu. This Zika is strong enough. Lo Oisra Alasheni. To act as if Reuven married her, and now that Reuven married her, he's now married to the Nochris together with his own wife. He decided to go Megarish as Ishtoi, so now she's off the picture, out of the picture. He's only married now to the Nochris, but now subsequently he also died. So now the Nochris falls to Shimon. Shimon says, "Oh, I can marry her, there's no problem." At the time that Reuven passed away, there were no longer tzaras. She was already Megoresh as from before, and therefore this tzara should be mutter to me, remembering that she was never the wife of Reuven, she was just the Zika wife of Reuven. Says our Gemara, Asur. Why is Asur? Because we deem it as if they were tzaras together, even though they were not together, because he was, Reuven was never miyabner. And that's the strength, says Rav Ashi of our Mishnah, from the Diuk, that it says, Gish v'achach meis, as opposed to me'achach girish. Here you see, God filled betrayach. Okay, so far, it's difficult to comprehend, but that's the halach. Freighting more now, based on this, we have an internal inconsistency between the Mishnayis that we just learned today. Because at the top of the Omid, when we finished the first Mishnah, Rav Nachman says, the Tana of our Daf holds Ein Zika, Afil Becharach, there's only one brother. There's a Zika connection. That's good. Ein Zika. Here we're talking about the Mamish Mikotza Lakotza.
Yes.
The Treyach, he was saying, Yei Zika. Who was the one that we just had? And that was Omer Ravashi. The Choyr Ul Ravashi Kashid Rav Nachman. Ishmael, what Rav Nachman said at the top of the Omid. Zoysemeris, Ein Zika. Ton of the Mishnah, make up your mind. You hold Ein Zika Yezika, Ein Zika Yezika. Omer Ravashi, no. Who did the Abagab Goy Ovid Bamaymer? Nochis Mechlitz Cholze Yivume Loini Yabma. But they told him, Mamer, Lafuk Mishami Yami Mamer, Koine Kinyin Gomer. What is he saying? What was the raya that the first Mishnah at the top of the Omid holds Ein Zika? If you remember, right after we finished the Mishnah, the Gemara made a deal. Taima, deal with the Maimer. That's why it says that the Nochris is Choletzis Legisya Bemis. If it was just a Zika, then the Nochris would also be Yevumi Nama Miyama. Says Ravashi, I disagree. Even in the case of Loy Ovid B'maimer, the Nochris would also be Choletzis Legisya Bemis, because Yei Zika. Ah, you're going to ask me, then why did the Mishnah insist on talking about a Maimer case? Let it go and say, even there was no Maimer, if it's just Zika alone, that should be enough to be Choletzis Loy Misya Bemis. Says Ravashi, I'll tell you why. Because our Mishnah wanted to kind of push away Beis Shammai in a very strong way, because as far as Beis Shammai is concerned, Maimer and Yibam are basically interchangeable. So just like we said in the Mishnah, that if you're Miyabeng the one of the two Achoyis, what would be the din? Then it would be a full-fledged Tzara of an Erva, like we learned in the Mishnah, that the first one would go out with Achoyis Isha, and the Shni would go with Mishum Tzarasa. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that's dafka because we were talking about a Yibam. A Mamer doesn't rise to the level of Yibam. Beis Shammai says it does. I'm sorry, Beis Shammai, with all due respect, we reject your view. Mamer is not the same as Yibam. And therefore, if there's only Mamer, Choletzis Loy Misya Bemis. By the way, the same halacha would apply even if there was no Mamer. The only reason why I'm talking about Mamer is to go and push aside the view of Beis Shammai. That's how Ravashi explains the first Mishnah, Amalach Ravashi, who went in two lines from the bottom, Abigav the Leovim Bamaimer. The same halacha in the Mishnah would apply even if it was just a Zika, because Zika is basically like Maimer, it's as if they got married. And therefore, it's a Tzara. You're going to tell me that there too, Nochri Mechlitz Chalta, even Lumiyamr. So, why does it talk about Maimer? It's telling you that, no, Kamash Malon, Deloy Kibay Shammai, and therefore you don't even need Chalitza. If you had a situation of the Mamer, let's look at the top Rashi, Kinyan Gomer, that according to Beis Shammai, you wouldn't need a Chalitza. Why not? Because it's as if it was a full-fledged Yibam. Eletetz Mishim Tzoris Achois Isha, Kamash Mulan. That's why Mishnah goes and tells you, Beis Shammai, we disagree. Beis Shammai, you're wrong. Beis Shammai, we do not follow your Shita. Even though there was a Maimer, Maimer does not rise to the level of a Yibam, and therefore she does need a Chalitza after all, as if there was no Maimer, as if it was just a Zika. And therefore, says Rashi, the deed that we made at the top of the Yomer is Lav Davka, and it could be Yesh Zika. Fine. We answer now Rashi. Now we go the other way around. Well, Rav Nachman at the top of the Yomer that said Ein Zika, Kashu Ravashi. What is he going to do with the Mishnah down below where it sounds like very strong Yesh Zika, because it's only in the case of Yesh Vach Kachmas, but Mesh Vach Kachirish sounds like it's going to be awesome. What did Rav Nachman going to do with that Diyuk? But he's saying, maybe going to tell me the what in the alfilim mace the yachkach girish also terasa muteres, that there too both of them are mutter. Why? Because he holds ein zika, and so therefore, even though it was mace the yachkach girish, they never became real tzaras. Come on, this is makeup stuff. They never became tzaras, and therefore the terasa muteres because she was never a tzar of an ever, because she was never nisyab, and there was nothing. I bazoi, if that's how you're going to learn pshat in the Mishnah, that lav dafka, that is talking about a case of girish v'yachkach mes, but even mes v'yachkach girish, no, I bazoi, says yimar el zuhi lemutei mai. Look at the end of the Mishnah. Zuhi sh'amru, this is the case. V'kulin sh'meis is garish v'tzorais v'mitar. So, Zui obviously comes to exclude something. So according to Ravashi, that was what the Mishnah learned. It's excluding the case of Meis V'yachkach Yirish. Right? Only Gishvachach Mes. That's Zui Sh'amu Mutter. Meis V'yachkach Yirish is awesome. But now, if Rav Nachman is trying to say, Lav Davka, then the case is both Gishvachach Mes, Meis V'yachkach Yirish. Now what's Zui Hilu Mutter Mai? Which case do we say that in fact it would be awesome according to Rav Nachman? Oh, in the case where Reuven, let's go back to our case again. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi, the one that was married to the Nochris, passed away. The Nochris fell to Yibam to both Reuven and Shimon, and not that it just stayed Zika like we learned until now, but in fact Reuven was koines. He was koines the Tzara, the Mrs. Levi, and now Reuven is married to both women. former Mrs. Levy, and also to his own wife. And what happens now? And now he gives her a get. And not to the Nochris, but to the other sister.
Original wife.
The original wife. So the Mrs. Reuven. What happens now? And now Reuven passes away. So the only one that is left is now the
former Mrs. Levy, present Mrs. Reuven.
Correct. The former Mrs. Levy, who happens to be the Nochris, who also happens to be the former Sara of the Mrs. Reuven, but Reuven had already been Megarisher before he passed away. So I would think, let's look at the Zman Nefila when Reuven passed away. At that time, Mrs. Reuven was no longer on the scene. Only Mrs. Levy, the former Mrs. Levy, was on the scene. So maybe Shimon should be able to go and be Megarish. Kamash from the Mishnah, no, it's Osir. Why? Because you don't look at the time of Nefila, but you look at the Nisuin Rishonim, if at any time during Reuven's lifetime there was an overlap of two contemporaneous tzores, that is the Mrs. Reuven and the Mrs. Levy, they are now tzores forever, and so therefore even after Reuven was Megarish and Reuven passed away, the Mrs. Levy still remains osir for Shimon because of the fact that at one time they were tzores, and that's what the Mishnah comes to say, Zui Shamru, and not the other case. Says that works very, very nice if you're going to like a like you just said. What did we just gobble down over the last 10 seconds? We're just reviewing a Gemara that we had back on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. If we turn back to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph for a short moment, you'll see that we have the identical discussion over there. I'm sure you all recall it. Back in our Mishnah, back in that days, we said that if you have a situation where one of the Ervis husbands passed away, just like the Erva is potter, there's no din of Zika to the Yavam, the Tzara is also potter. Says the Mishnah, however, the Kulan and Nesu Amnianu Oi Neskar Shachinim to Islandist, and the Tsarisayan are Mutaris. And the Mishnah asked, Ketzad and Mesu, what was the case? And the Mishnah gave us a case, Vafilu Konas Philipsoiv Girish. Even the situation where initially the two were co wives, that means the Erva together with the Nochris were co-wives, and only after that he died, but before he died, he was Megarish, one of the Erva. Even in that case, said the first Mishnah, Mutar, that the Tzara is Mutar Lishuk. Why is she Mutar Lishuk? Because at the time of the Nefila, when her husband passed away, they were no longer Tzaras. Either were Tzaras for 20 years, 25 years, I don't care. I look at this man Nefila. This man Nefila, what happened? The husband passed away. He was no longer married to the Erva because he had already been Megarisher. Kulan, in Meso, Miano, in the Skarisher, etc. Muteris, the Mutalisha. Great tomorrow, Mini. Let me ask you a question. Kimal Achen, Shnai, Mehen, Nesun, Beza, Choyf, Yechen, Nosi, Nochris. Girish, Echen, Bale, Choyis, Ishtoi, Umeisa, Nosi, Nochris. Bekonsa, Megarish, Umeis. Which Mishnah is that? That's the Mishnah that we just learned now on the bottom of the Amud Aleph, the Mishnah that we are referring to. Zui Shamro, Shemesin Eskarshit, Sursein Mutarois. So now the Gemara is Medaik. Taima de Girish Viachkach Konas, which means that there was never an overlap of two Tzoras together. Avakonas Viachkach Girish, however, if there was an overlap, even though at the time that he passed away, this Reuven no longer was married to his former Eishes Reuven, no longer married to the Erva, Mashu from the Mishnah Loi, that would continue to be Osir. Because the only time that I say that it's Mutter is only in the case like of the Lashon HaMishnah. What was the Lashon HaMishnah? That it was first Girish V'Yachka Konsa. However, if it was Konsa V'Yachka Girish, then it would be Osir. Time of the Girish V'Yachka Konsa, some kind of V'Yachka Girish Loi. So the Chayyah had the stira between the first Mishnah and between the Mishnah which we just learned now on the bottom of the Amud Aleph. And what was the answer? Amr Biyamiya, Tav, Mishan, Azul, Mishan, Azul. You're absolutely right. the two Mishnais are not consistent. Oy bazoy, what's the machlekes? Haytana some of Misa Mapelis, and therefore you take a snapshot at the time of Misa. At the time of Misa, there's no tzara situation because Reuven was Megarish's Ishtoi, then she's not a tzara. If she's not a tzara, she is now Muteris when could go Miyabim her, she's not considered to be a tzaris. Erva, Mashenkein, the high Tana Sabar, and the Tana of the second Mishnah, in other words, that we just learned here on Daf Lamed, all these similar Shonim Apilim, and therefore you don't look at a snapshot at the time of death, but rather you look at any time during Reuven's lifetime. Were they co-tzaris? And the answer is yes. No, she's a tzaris erva, and therefore, just like the erva's osir, she would also be osir to go and be misyab. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, obviously there's a difference of opinion between the two Mishnahs. Rava Amanol Oyim Chatanu, really the two Mishnahs work in tandem. V'zu v'ein tzarech loyimar zu ketani. What means zuzu ain't tzarech loyimar zu? First, the first Mishnah says, in a case where there was an overlap between the two tzars. However, the husband was megarish as ishtar before he passed away, so at the time of the Misa, there was no longer a tzara situation. Says the Mishnah, she's muteris to be nisyab. Now, this new Mishnah that we just finished learning is saying, an avad in a situation where there was no overlap at all, because he was megarish the erva even before the nachris came into the picture, then a zikr avad in such a case, we're going to go and say that she's muteris lihisyabim through Shimon, because she was never a tzara at the same moment. The Reuven had first been the Garish's Ishtoi, and only after that he was cognizant. So, Madach in the first case, and Ein Tzarech Lamad in this case, Avad and Avad, they were never Tzoris at the same time. So it says now, Argimar.
What was that from where is that from where? The first
one? Daf Yud
Gimel. Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. He's just reading it. He's just reading it directly.
Yeah, okay. I was on Yud Gimel
Amin Aleph. I'm sorry, you should have told me that you missed this whole bit. Should we go through the whole thing?
No. I listened to it carefully.
Good. It was Toyu Shabbat Pat. Anyway, getting back to Argimar now, on the base. Now we're just summarizing it. So says the Gemara, we're asked according to Rav Nachman. Since Rav Nachman doesn't hold like Rav Ashi, how does he explain the word zuhi? So the Gemara said on the fourth line, the zuhi lemuti mai, fourth line, lemuti konas v'yachak kirish. That by the konas v'yachak kirish, that they were co-wives at one time. In that case, he would say, no, osur lihisyabim, she's considered to be a tzara forever, even though at the time of Misa, there was no longer tzaris, makes a difference. If he holds, if Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yirmiyah, then in fact that there is a disconnect between the first Mishnah and our Mishnah, because there's a machlokes. What's a machlokes? And therefore, just take a snapshot at the time of Misa, they're not tzaris mutter, they're not tzaris. Time of our Mishnah holds, no. Somebody soon showed him up here, and you have to look at the full picture at the entire time when Reuven was married. Was he ever married to the two ladies together? The answer is yes. No, in that case, that she's not, she does not have the heter of being mutter to the Yavam, because since at one time in history, for 5 minutes, or for 5 years, or for 20 years, they were tzaras, even though they're not a tzara now. Once a tzara, always a tzara, and therefore she is osur lihisyabim because she's a tzara, so ever.
They don't have the old, if Girish, that whole Bukulin in Mesu and Garshu, he doesn't, what does he do with that mission? Where's
the son of our mission disagrees.
Oh, on that whole concept.
And that whole concept. Okay. Exactly right. But El Isav Ralo Kirova the Omar, the Oilam Chatanahu. If you hold, if Rav Nachman were to hold like Rav, that Rav holds that the first Mishnah and the Mishnah on the Amud Aleph are really all one Tana. Then in all of these types of cases, not only in the case where there was never a co-wife, but even certainly in the case where there was a co-wife, and only afterwards at the end there is no co-wife, what do we say? Madach, in the first case, we say in the first Mishnah that even though they were co-wives together, nevertheless, at the time of Misa, we say that she's no longer a co-wife because there was a gerushin before, and therefore she's muteris lihisyabim. Then certainly in our case, muteris lihisyabim. So why does Mishnah have to go and tell it? Itaka didn't, it's just ain't tzarechem, it's chavadah, chavadah, chavadah. But the question is, what are we going to do with the zuhi? El Isav l'krav diyamad al chatanuhu, the zuh, the ain't tzarechem, the zuh tani, zuhi l'mutemai. So then, we're stuck with, what does the zuhi come to mean? Our Mishnah says, only in this case, Kulin Shemesh and Niskarish, it's the same Mutaris. What do you mean? Every single case that you've given me so far, they're always Tereseim Mutaris. If you hold Ein Zika like Rav Nachman holds, and if you hold that the first Mishnah and this Mishnah are on the same page, they always hold that as long as the time of the Misa, they're not co-wives, I don't care what happened 20 years ago, 5 years ago, doesn't make a difference, then the Torah is Mutaris. So Feiti Mora, if that's the case, Zui Lemutai Mai, what does the Zui of our Mishnah come to exclude? It doesn't come to exclude the first Mishnah. It doesn't come to exclude the halacha of Ravashi, because Ravashi says Rav Nachman that halacha doesn't apply because it's Ein Zik across the board. So Lemutai Mai. Well, Korcha Krabiyam Yisvila. Inachanam Rav Nachman has all that Krabiyam Yisvila. I don't know where you are, but what Gemara asked, according to that Tana, Zui Lemutai Mai, Al Korcha Krabiyam Yisvila. Nothing happened. Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Tavra Misha Shanazu, Loi Shanazu, and therefore our Misha Zuhik comes to argue vehemently with the first Mishnah and says, there was an overlap, I don't care for how long, I don't care when, if there was any time that they were Tzaras, this Tzara will remain a Tzaras Erva forever, she would not be Muteres Lehisya. And that's what the Zuhi comes Lim Ute. Fine, so now we've addressed Ravashi, we've addressed Rav Nachman. Ula Rava, Rava was the one that holds that the two Mishnayos are consistent. When you get to have a look at Ravashi Zuhim Mutai, the case of Meis B'loi Girish, when he died and he didn't do a Girishin at all. And, if you notice, there's an Aleph over there of the Vilna Goyin. The Vilna Goyin changes the Girsa, Lemutai Meis V'Yachka Girish. You see the Nirsha Betzila Girsa Sagoyin, and V'Harif Meis V'Yachka Girish. The Koshke Meis B'loi Girish. Anyway, the point is, getting back to our Gemara, if you learn like that Groz Nusach of the Girsa of the Goinim and the Rif, so Meis V'Yachakir, that's the case in the Yomar Aleph. In other words, right after the Mishnah, we made a deal. Tam of the Girsa V'Yachak Meis. Of Meis V'Yachakir is Asura. Oh, it's Dr. Gemara. Well, the Rav Hanichi said, like Rav Ashi, Zuhi Lamute Mai, Zuhi Lamute, that would be like Rav Ashi said in the Yomar Aleph, Meis V'Yachakach Girish. Our Gemara says Meis B'loi Girish. Rashi, in fact, argues with the Goinim and with the Rif, however, because of the shortage of time, and because it's just easier to go and learn it, that if he holds like Ravashi, he will mind the same thing as Ravashi. So we'll go with that Girsa of the Gra and the Goinim and the Rif, but Rashi, in fact, disagrees with them. So bottom line is, Honichi Sovel Ravashi Zulim Bute the Meis B'Achakach Girish, or Koshken Meis B'loi Girish. Eli Sovel Rav Nachman Zuil Mutamai. If in fact Rava holds like Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman, remember, says that Lav Dafka this deer time of the Gishvach Achmes Amach Mesviach Girish Asur. But in fact, not only Gishvach Achmes, but even Mesviach Girish. Then all cases that they mutter, so Ibazoi Mutamai. Ravashi feel like Muslim Taka that Rava holds like Ravashi, and therefore the Zuil Mutamai is the case of the Meis V'Yachakach Girish. In that case, it would be awesome. It would be nice if we would say we're ending with a blot, but we have another challenging mission, another challenging Gemara. This one already is a little bit easier. Talk to Misha. Let's say you have a husband that's married to a regular nachris, a regular wife, and then guess what happens? He marries now an erva, not an erva to himself, that he's not allowed to, chas v'shalom, but he marries her. And it's a Sofik Kiddushin, what the Kiddushin was Chal or not. What was the Sofik? We'll see in a moment in the Mishnah. Or, he was originally married to two women. One, an Achois Ishtar L'Moshel, together with the Tzar. And, he gave a get to that Erva Lehi, but I'm not sure whether the get was effective or not. That's what we call a Sofik. So now when that person passes away, I don't know whether he left over two wives or he only left over one wife, because I don't know whether the Kiddushin on the Erva was Chal or it was not Chal. I don't know.
Forgive me, you're going a little fast here. When you say he married an Erva, he married an Erva to his brother? I mean, I'm a little...
Yeah, Reuven and Shimon.
Thank you.
Reuven was married to one of two sisters.
Okay, thank you.
Shimon was married to a Nachris. At the same time, he went and married, he also married the sister of Mrs. Reuven. So now two brothers married to two sisters. Right? So far so good. What happens if Shimon passes away? Would the Mrs. Shimon fall to Reuven? Would the Tzara fall to Reuven?
First Mishnah. No.
What's the deal? No. Right? It's a Tzara of an
error.
However, he didn't go and marry the other sister so clearly. It was clouded in mystery. It was a Sophic. Since it's a Sophic, maybe he was married to her, maybe he's not married to her. What do I say now about the Tzara? Maybe this is a Tzara of an Erva, maybe it's not a Tzara of an Erva. Says the Mishnah, you can't let her go out free, Lishuk, because maybe she's a Tzara, maybe not. Chotis v'lemisyam. Same thing is that Shimon actually did marry for sure the sister of Eishes Reuven. However, he gave a get under questionable circumstances. Maybe the get was effective, maybe the get was not effective. If the get was effective, who's left over? Just the Tzara. The Tzara would be able to marry. It would be dependent on the earlier Gemara, whether it's two Kotzaras at one time, B'shas Nefila, B'shas Nisuin, B'shas Nishoinim Apilim. But bottom line is, if this was a good get, L'choira, you could be Miyabim the Tzara. But I don't know whether get was good or not, because it's a Sophic. Since it's a Sophic, since she's a Sophic Tzara. She's a Sophic Tzara, she can't just go and be Nisyabim. Chotz is V'loi Nisyabim. Has that helped at all?
Thank you, yeah.
You're welcome. So now the question is, what was the Sophic Kiddushin? What was the Sophic Kiddushin? Kate said Sophic Kiddushin. Remember, at this point, that second brother, in coming, is only married to the Nachris. He may or may not have effectively also married the other sister. It's a Sophic. What was the Sophic? Kate said Sophic Kiddushin. Shimon threw her a ring, or threw her money. As you can see, this is not going to be a marriage that will last very long. If he didn't just hand over the money or hand over the ring, he just threw it. Sarek or Kiddushin, Safi Karav Loi, Safi Karav La. Rashi explains, for instance, there were exactly 8 Amis in between. If it would have fallen in his 4 Amis, it would not be a good Kiddushin. If it fell into her 4 Amis, it would be a good Kiddushin. It fell smack in the middle on the boundary between the 4 and the 4. Safi Ishi married Safi Karav La, Safi Karav Loi. So it was Safi Kiddushin. So now, subsequently, when he passes away, that Shimon passes away, I'm not sure whether he was married to 2 women or only married to 1 woman. So far, so good. Next case in the Mishnah. Safek Gerushin. What did he do? Now, L'choira, if you would have asked me, I would have said, say by get the exact same case. Zorik lo get, Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav La, Safek Gerushin. That would have made life very, very simple. And in fact, the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, as soon as we start the Gemara, why didn't we give that case, just like the Sophic Kiddushin, Sophic, it was in her, his 4 Amis or her 4 Amis, saying, but they get the same thing. Says the Gemara, what says the Mishnah, what was the Sophic over here? He gave a second class get. What do you mean a second class get? Sophic Kiddushin, Kosov, Chsav, Yod, Ve'ena, Levedim. It was written in his own John Hancock, his own handwriting, but there were no Edim on it. Yesh Levedim, there were Edim, Ve'en, Ve'zman, but there was no Zman on it. Yesh Weizman, it had his man, Vein Weyel Eidach, there was only 1 Eid. Zel, in all of these 3 cases, is Sophic Gerush. Rashi subsequently says that B'diyevet, these are good Gittin, but not L'chadchila. L'chadchila, these are not, Rashi says, they're not Min HaMufcher. These are not, it should really be written out with Eidim on it, and Mit Azman, and Mit Zwei Eidim, and not Ksav Yod without Eidim, and not Eidim without Azman, or only with 1 Eid. These are all inferior Gittin, but yeah, that it works, but they're not L'chadchila Dik again. Okay, the Mishnah refers to them as Sophic Gerushin. Zokimar, the Ilu, why didn't we give a much simpler Sophic Gerushin? The Gerushin, Sophic Karavloi, Sophic Karavloi, Loik Tani. Why didn't it say the same thing, just like my Kiddushin, my Taima? I'll tell you why. Because Isha Zuba Cheskis Heter L'shuk Emetis. Remember, we have over here a situation where this woman is married to the, we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to 1 sister. Shimon is married to a sister together with a Nachris. They've been living together there for 20 years. We're talking about that there was no suffering in the Kiddushin. There's only suffering in the Kiddush. So for the last 20 years, this Nachris says to herself, I'm never going to have to worry about falling the Yibam to Reuven, because after all, I'm a co-wife, I'm a Tzara of the Achois Ishtar. Right? You're following, Barry?
Yeah.
Good. So, Isha Zubachas had to Meshukai Medes. For the last 20 years, when they've been co-wives together, the Nachris has had dreams and aspirations that if and when her husband ever passes away, Rahmanu Islam, she'll be mutar lishuk. She won't have to worry about Yibam or Chalitza from Ruvain. Why? Because she's a tzara of an Eva. Now what you're telling me is, yeah, but he gave her a get, Safikar of Lo, Safikar of Lo, I don't know, Yah Nish, Misafikar to Bali Oisra, and now you want based on a Safik, maybe she was, maybe the Erva was divorced, maybe the Erva wasn't divorced. Based on that, you want to go and ask her the Tzara. Altas Ren Misafik, don't go and ask her Misafik, and therefore allow her to go and be Mutter Lishuk. Yes, like her chazaka for the last 20 years, since I'm not sure whether she's still the tzara of that erva or not, but she's been the tzara of erva for so many years. You want to change her status, al tasrana misafik. And that's the reason why the Mishnah does not give that case of the safik gevishin. It's like a ain't safik moitzi midei vadai. We don't want to take the safik away from the chazaka that she had until now. Don't do it. So of course, Rashi says, and if that's the case, then how do we allow for the Safik Gerishin of our Mishnah of these three inferior Gittin to go and be Motzi
Safik? Right?
Rashi asks that Kasha. If you look at Rashi, two lines afterwards says Gemara in the Rashi, in other words, seven lines into the wide lines. Al Tasrin Misafik. Avahana Gimel Gittin, La Misafik Asrin in Law. Don't get to, it is a get. Of the shein minimum, it's not the best get in the world. Of it, it's a get. It's a b'diavad get. Since a b'diavad get, that's what the Mishnah refers to as a suffik gerish. But if this is a real suffik, like suffik karav law, that we would not go and aser. We wouldn't take her out of her chazaka that she's mutter l'shuk based on this suffik situation. So then the same thing, the other reverse case. What does it say in our Mishnah? You had this lady who was the only wife of Shimon, and she was an Achus. So if and when Shimon passes away, then she's mutter to be Nisyabim to Reuven, because she's the only woman on the block over here. But now Shimon might have married the sister of Ashes Reuven, and therefore might have now prevented her from being mutter liyavim. So Amalei Abayi, Hach Miklusha Nami Neimah. For the last 20 years, she's been the sole wife. She was expecting that if when her husband passes away, she's going to go marry Reuven. And now, because of this Safik Kedushin with the other sister, say exactly the same words that you just said now in the case of the Safik Gerishin. I don't want to give the case of Safik Karav Law, Safik Karav Law by the Gerishin, because she had a Cheskes Heter Lishuk. To say by the Kiddushin the same thing. Why does the Mishnah give the case of Zorek La Kiddushin, Safikar of Law, Safikar of Law? There too she had a Chazaka of Hetali Yavan, Misafikat the Bali Oisra. There the Mishnah is saying, Mitzat Ikra Din, you're absolutely right. We're just adding a Chumrah and saying, you never know, Efsha, Efsha, Yavan, and therefore, Chotz is for Lemon Yavis. Says the Gemara, it's well intentioned, but like many chumras, high chumra the osli de kulu. This chumra could lead to a kula. Why could it lead to a kula? Zimna the osli who umekadish lo laachoyis a kedusha vaday. What happens if that same Shimon now marries now a third wife who is a third sister of the Mrs. Reuven and of the Mrs. Shimon? But now he's marrying her met a kedusha vaday, not throwing it on the floor, putting the ring on her finger, Hariat Mekudasha Slim and Agansigansidim. Uvi Nami Ura, another case. Zim di Osa Acher Umekarish Lolidi Doh Kiddushi Vade. What happens if somebody Minashuk, after her husband passes away, is Mekadish herself Kiddushi Vade? The Kivin di Osa Lo Mar Litzara. Since if you add this Chumra like we have in the Mishnah, and we say Chotz Zvon Nisiyad Mois, then what are people going to say? They're going to go and say the Kama Kiddushin, that this wasn't just a Chumrah. They'll say that the first marriage that took place with that first Achois, which you said is a questionable one, they'll say that was a Vaday Dika one. How do I know it was a Vaday Dika one? Because we didn't allow, after the husband passed away, for that Nochris to be nisyaba by the first one. We said Cholz is loy nisyabmois. Oh, so I guess that was an effective kiddushin, and therefore the Basar lav kiddushin, and therefore the next one was not kiddushin. But that's not true. The second one was a vadai kiddushin. The first one was a sofik efshiyo efshenish. So then maybe in fact this brother is taken married to that third sister now, because maybe that second kiddushin, that sofik kiddushin, was not effective. Or if somebody came now to go and be miyavim her, to go not to miyavim, to go and marry her, maybe that would be effective. Why would it be effective? Because maybe in fact she was a tzaras erva, and I'm being machmir, and maybe there was a good kiddushin, and therefore she was muteris b'shuk. Maybe she wasn't muteris b'shuk. So the chumrah that you have given before could lead to all types of kilkulim subsequently. So you're trying to be a fremah, but as a result of being a fremah, you might cause other problems, other tzaras. We're talking about tzaras. So therefore, says Gemara, that's not a smart idea. Says Gemara, keep in the kamatzus. Chalitza may the yari the chumah be almohol. Since we said in our Mishnah, chotzis, the way Messiah was, we didn't just let her go stam. We required chalitza. So people realized, there must be a chumah involved. So therefore, by kiddushin, I'm not worried about the safek karav loy, the safek karav loy, that there might be subsequent problems. People will understand it's not so simple. If anybody talking gerushin nami, listening, let's go and have the case of gerushin in our Mishnah, safek karav loy, safek karav loy, and the litzrach chalitza, and let's go and make a special chumrah and say, I'm not sure whether or not she's still a tzara or not, because I'm not sure whether the get was safek karav loy, safek karav loy, did the Achois Isha move out of the picture, and now the Torah is Mutul Yisyabim Efshiyo Efshinish Ich Veisnish, and let's go and put on a Chalitza. You're worried about what are subsequent situations when somebody's going to try to do another marriage. Or maybe Yali Dechum Ve'almu, everybody knows just a Chumra. Says Imam, but I'm Noivis. In this case of the Kiddushin, in the case of the Gerushin, if I'm going to go and say Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav Lo, and we're going to say, but you don't have to worry about subsequent Kiddushins, etc. If they're going to say that Chalitz is Miss Yabemis, just like you're allowing the Chalitza, they're going to say, no, if you're doing a Chalitza, probably she can be Miss Yabem. And therefore, that's why we don't want to write that Chumra in our Mishnah. So, Frankie Mohachanami, in the case of the Kiddushin too, why do we allow for the Safek Karav Lo and Safek Karav Lo? We say that that's a Safek in Duchotzis. Maybe Ochanami and Matoim and Chalet and Miss Yabemis, says Imar. Okay, Mitisyabim, that's fine with me. The Ein Bekach Klub. Like we said at the outset, when you're talking about this woman, she was Becheskis, Heter Leshuk, Emetis for all those years, and now you're going to go and say, I'm not sure whether the Kiddushin was effective or not of that other sister. So what's going to happen? We have over here a chazaka, and the chazaka was that she was oymed lehisyavid all those years. So worst comes to worst. That's in fact what I wanted to do with anyway, because she had that chazaka of all those years that she was oymed lehisyavid, so she'll be lehisyavid. And therefore, a chazaka kakayim, because we're going to rely on the original chazaka. So bottom line is, what the Gemara has said is that the case of the Safik Kiddushin, Safik Karav Lo, Safik Karav Lo, that I can live with. That'll be a Safik Kiddushin. And therefore, maybe she happens to be the Torah of an Erva. But I'm not sure. But to go and put in the case of the Safik Gerishin, there I wouldn't want to say a case of Safik Karav Lo, Safik Karav Lo, because that could lead to eventual problems that he might be Misyabim, a real Tzara, which is an Isser Kareis. Therefore, I don't allow it for that case. That's why I have to come up with these new cases of the suffocation of these three somewhat deficient second-class kids. We'll stop with here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day. Baruch HaBatzlocha Zayizim.